This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Wow, just listening to that forecast, I even did a double take. I said, did she say minus 35?
Yeah, with the wind chill.
Is that what she said, Todd?
I think tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow, I think. Yeah.
Wow.
Right now, it's minus 23 with the wind chill.
Wow.
Yeah, it's cold out.
That's like crazy cold.
Yeah.
Minus 7 for regular temperature in Green Bay, minus 6 in Appleton, minus 6 in Oshkosh, and it feels like 23 degrees below zero. I saw last night on crawls, they were already closing some schools. One of them was like Monday and Tuesday. Hey, boom.
There was quite a few Monday and Tuesdays. I said to Donna, too, I said, how cool is that for a kid to be sitting there?
Oh, can you think, is there anything
no.
better? Is there anything
I
you
till Wednesday.
Is there anything you can do to make a little kid feel better, to feel more excited than saying, hey, yeah, you don't have to get up. It's a snow day.
Right.
You have more energy right now than you'll ever have in your life.
These next 2 days are...
Yeah. Don't you just bound out of bed?
Yeah.
I can't stay in bed. I got too much to do.
I think that's smart, though, because you know it's going to be cold. It's like, hey, look, let's not... You know, let's plan
right
ahead. So, yeah,
you know, school
off till Wednesday.
You got a bus stop today.
No, I am usually, like I told you, I park, I don't know, 3 blocks away and walk here, but I'm going to pay... I drove my car. I'm going to just go feed the meter.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
it's cold.
Wow, is it cold, folks? Please, 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 please do not send a little kid out without, like, something on their ears and their hands. Please. Today, of course, is Inauguration Day. They move that one inside.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I've been to the parade and to inauguration.
How long of a day is that when you actually go to it?
Well, for you to go to the swearing in and the parade, yeah, I mean, that's going to take up the better part of your day. We've had some little bands from Green Bay play in that parade. It's a long day for the president. I mean, he's going to go to mass at that church right by the White House. Everybody goes there by Lafayette Square. So he'll do that. But you know what I think is really interesting about
today? I've never seen the White House.
Really?
Isn't that crazy? I've never seen the White House.
Hmm. Yeah.
It's a place I'd love to see the White House.
Yeah, it's fun. It's great.
Yeah.
It's the White House. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what's cool about it. It's like, okay, I've seen a million pictures. It looks just like it.
Yeah. But I'd like to see it.
It is. And you walk around and it's, you can't
get it. Oh my gosh. Quick thing here. Rest in peace, Chuck Lane.
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know this.
Yeah, saw that
former
yesterday.
Packer PR man, started Packers Hall of Fame. I talked to him at the old Candlestick Lounge on Adams Street. Nice guy, Terry. Absolutely. Oh, my God. I've known Chuck forever. Yeah. Wow. I remember when I was a kid and the Packers would play a preseason game and they weren't televised back then. Mm. So they'd replay them on Sunday afternoons and be Chuck Lane and Jim Irwin, I believe, or Ted Moore. Well, I don't know. Was it Chuck Lane and Jim Irwin? Somebody help me out on that. Who like in the 70s, who did the play? I know Chuck Lane did the color commentary. I know that for a fact. Yeah, I know Chuck was a really great, great friend of mine. And, great guy. Super good guy. Wow. Today's also Take a Walk Outdoors Day.
Yeah. Good day.
Okay. Good luck with that. Cheese Lovers Day. Can't beat that.
No, that's a good one.
Can't beat that. You know, I did something last night that I probably over-cheesed.
What did you do?
I put shredded cheese on my cottage cheese.
Yeah, that's a lot of cheese.
Why?
I don't know.
What kind of shredded cheese?
Cheddar.
Yeah, because I can see you putting on something spicy to,
right,
to doctor up the cottage cheese, but yeah, that's...
No, I put peanuts and shredded cheese on my cottage cheese. Todd?
I could see
voice
maybe the
reason?
Nuts. The cheese is a little odd.
No, huh?
Yeah. Mm.
I agree.
I usually just do a little ground pepper. That's it.
Oh, that would be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I cut up bacon and just
That sounds good too.
And I stirred it into the. Remember we were talking about bacon? How you don't have to season it really.
Just set it a little bit. Actually, I saw the most perfect, salad a person could possibly have. Okay, and I was 9/10 of this. I had. Okay, you guys can listen to me.
Yeah, I'm listening.
10 ingredients.
Tuna.
Yeah,
obviously. Good. Avocados. Okay. Did I pronounce it right that time?
Yep.
Right. Is it guacamole or guacamole?
Guacamole.
It is the E. Okay. So anyway, tuna, hard-boiled eggs, avocados, nuts, and the only thing missing was bacon bits. They say little bacon bits adds to the flavor. But is like an unbelievably no-carb, unbelievably high-protein lunch. What do you think? And mayonnaise. I always have to have mayonnaise.
No, so you don't need that. You should put, where's your blueberries, strawberries, some kind of fruit?
No, I'm putting those. No. I'm putting those in my, you know what? I got to be, I've put on like 5 pounds eating too many protein shakes. I've been eating a lot of protein shakes. And it's
with
like
fruit,
I've gained
though, right?
Weight. Blueberries or raspberries.
Yeah. You got to remember there is sugar in that
and
stuff.
And bananas.
Yeah. You got to, that stuff.
Did
will...
I tell you what I did with my bananas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
God bless it. I put them in the freezer without peeling them. Let me tell you something that's not enjoyable. Try to peel a banana that's been frozen solid. It's completely brown and the inside's mushy. It's not a good thing.
Why didn't you peel them?
I forgot, Jim.
Oh. Okay. I wish that maybe.
Maybe some of us got a lot on our plate, Jim. Oh, yeah. And we didn't think to peel our bananas before we put it in the freezer,
God,
Jim.
Long, yeah. I kind of stepped off the diet. I went to that basketball game yesterday, which was, I tell you what, I'm sorry they're losing, but. Man, it was a fun game, and the crowd was so into it towards
the
end.
The crowd really seems, was that 15 or 16 in a row they've lost now? But
yeah.
Boy, the crowd still seems to be behind him. I'm a big fan. I'm pulling for him all the way.
I don't think the crowd's as, I've been to a lot of games where the crowd's been a lot more energized. It's just that it wasn't.
Well, Sunday morning, I mean.
It was great, and they were within 2-3 back and forth. They lost, but it was, I don't know. When I first got there, I thought, okay, $27 a ticket, and not a lot of people here, and but the game was great. I just really, it was a lot of fun. So anyway,
is it $27 for one ticket?
$26.
Wow, I didn't realize it was that expensive.
Yeah, it's $26 or $27.
Holy cow, that's a lot of money.
I think it fluctuates a little bit. They played Youngstown.
Okay, the Penguins.
So that must maybe that's a
it's not a good draw. Yeah, I mean.
Why is that ticket? That's one of the more expensive tickets, I think. Because some of those tickets are 16.
Oh, really? Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I was going to say, okay, 16 is more reasonable. I don't know what the price is of a ticket.
Well, it had to do with the opponent, right?
No, you pretty much lock it in no matter what.
Well, then why aren't they all the same price?
That's why I'm surprised. I think they are. I think you just got it wrong. No, I think you're easily confused.
No, it's funny. I thought about that yesterday. I thought, you know, he's going to give me a hard time about it.
A lot of times?
I'm going to, and I said, I'm going to bring the ticket right now.
Okay. Just wait here for a minute while you try to dig through your pockets, which is a great sight.
No, okay. Anyway,
Grandpa, do you have a coin purse? I need a Coke.
Yeah,
pulls out his whittled knife.
Right. No, but I did order my go-to food, that 18-inch meat lover's pizza with the...
At the game?
No. When I got home
to watch
football.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
And I wish I would have had a shake and a salad, but it's just like, you know what?
You could have come over. Downstairs. I would have made you a protein shake.
Yeah.
I would have done that for you.
Yeah, that pizza was good.
I'll bet it was. Also, it's Cheese Lovers Day, as I mentioned. Martin Luther King Day, of course. That's being honored. Like, no mail and the banks closed and post offices, things like that time.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Today is Disc Jockey Day. All right. Hey, everybody. Today's National Disc Jockey Day. Hey, kiss your DJ, right? Ha! Come on now. Morning Zoo coming at you right here in a cold day. Wow. Right, Todd? Todd, what's going on? How's your weekend, buddy? What'd you do?
Tear it up? I would turn that off so fast.
Absolutely. Why wouldn't you? Hey, let's make some crank calls. What do you say here?
Right. Oh, man. Funny.
Yeah. Buzz Aldrin is 95.
Wow.
He turned out a little strange afterwards, huh? He said he had really bad. And you know what? I'm gonna say this, even in after watching Aaron Rodgers thing, the Enigma. But anyway, here's the weird thing. He said the same thing after the Super Bowl. You give everything you have your entire life to win a Super Bowl when you're a football player.
Yeah.
You win it and it's like I was hoping it'd be a little bit more. And Buzz Aldrin said the same thing. I was on the moon. I was there, okay? I'm never going to top that for the rest of my life.
Right.
And he really dealt, I think he became an alcoholic and really depressed, and a lot of stuff happened to him afterwards. That's why I gave up. That's why I left the program, the astronaut program.
Well, wait a minute. I didn't get the connection.
That it's like you reach your ultimate. This stuff. I'm not going to get any higher than this.
And you don't feel fulfilled.
Exactly. It's okay. If the biggest dream I ever had, I just fulfilled, and I don't feel great about it, how am I going to feel about anything else? See what I mean?
Yeah, I do. You know, and I just want to say, I was thinking about this inauguration day, and that is a really cool day. Like, I'm really happy for
anybody. It's one of our country's biggest days.
But anybody. I just remember when I would get sworn in, how nervous I'd be. And it's like, wait a minute, what are you nervous about? But it really puts the seal on the deal. You know
Absolutely.
What I mean? And I just, boy, I tell you what, that's too bad. You know, I'm not sure I knew that about Buzz Aldrin. I knew he had some issues. I didn't know that was it. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'd be worried about if I was getting inaugurated into something?
Well, you don't really say much. They repeat everything in really
Doesn't
slow
matter.
Sentences.
I know, but I would still like be worried I wasn't paying close enough attention to when the guy was doing that. You ought to be swear.
So help you who?
I say the same thing? What do you mean? Yeah, I mean, what? What do you want me to say? Yeah, no. Okay. Right?
Yeah, no, that's...
Who's this guy? I mean, really? Okay. Wow, okay.
Well, that's too bad.
Rainn Wilson, kind of an okay post-office life. Is that Rainn Wilson?
Yeah.
He's 6, he's 59?
He is, and he was Dwight on The Office.
Right.
Yeah.
He's in some other things now and then, but nothing major.
Yeah.
Boy, you know, a series I'm watching right now that is so intense, and it's based completely on history, true history, is called Primeval, American Primeval. And it's about the Mormons when they first kind of took over Utah, and they were pretty much attacking anybody that wasn't Mormon that was trying to come into their territory. And it's based on a true story, this one big massacre that happened in Utah against settlers where they killed like 150 people or something. And they actually have a guy playing Brigham Young thing and playing him as a really evil, evil man. I'm curious, any Mormons out there listening, let us know. If you're watching that, let us know what you think.
Yeah, they were, no.
Wow, I mean, it's really something. I told you at the time we had a guy come to the TV station in Idaho, which was like 80% Mormon in my town.
Yeah.
And I go, hey, can I get you some coffee? He goes, nah, I'm LDS. So I'm thinking he's got something wrong with his blood or something. I go,
man, sorry, what are you on?
I go, how about a Coke? Yes. LDS. Ooh, that really affects a person, huh? Yep. All right, we got to take a quick break. Brittany Merlot, Crystal DeClete. Man, we got, you know what? We got a full boat. We got like 9 people coming on. Sit back, stay with us, have some hot cocoa. Sit back, mind on the mirror. Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Boy, it is cold. If you're just getting up, it is, like, not cold. It's freezing out there. While the temperature says -2, with the wind chill, I think it's -20. So,
I can't find a sweet and low. Todd!
Let me see what I can do for you.
Got this text. Did Ray Scott do preseason games with Chuck Lane? Possibly. I don't remember Ray Scott doing preseason games as much, though. You know, was it Bob Schultz? I think it may have been Bob Schultz who recently passed away.
Oh, yeah. He did.
No, I think it was Bob Schultz. Got this one. Thanks, John. Hot cocoa. I'm LDS. Somebody, people making fun of my ignorance of the different faiths we have in our country. Yes. I think it may have been Bob Schultz and Ray Lane.
Okay. Yeah, Bob Schultz.
I mean, Chuck Lane.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Right.
Well, rest in peace, Chuck Lane. Good guy, great friend of mine. And, boy, one of those guys, he played the game of rugby like forever. He was very big, I think, in the popularity of rugby in this area. Really huge into rugby. And of course, he was Chuck Lee. He was Vince Lombardi's first public relations man.
Yep.
Which is something we said right during the glory years and all those kinds of things. He was the guy.
He kind of held on to that,
pretty amazing.
Too.
And then I remember he came to, thank you, Tom. Then he came to Phoenix. He was going to be like public relations director of the USFL Arizona Wranglers, whose general manager was Vince Lombardi Jr. Mm. How's that for a little historical
love it.
Stuff
just
for you?
I'm writing it down.
Okay. You didn't, though. You just photographic memory type thing? So anyway, we've got Brittany Merlot coming up. Talk about the weather ahead. Kristen McLean. If you put a gun to my head and said, you must pronounce this word correctly or I'm pulling the trigger, I'd just go ahead and pull.
You're too Catholic. Your parents didn't talk about the ecumenical.
Say that again.
Ecumenical.
Ecumenical. Okay.
Different faiths.
Okay.
But it's ecumenical.
Ecumenical partnership for housing.
Right.
Doctor's recital. That's for the doctor's recital, Todd?
I didn't get the connection, but the Ecumenical Partnership for Housing is an organization that does a great, great job of buying houses and getting people, families into them. Kim is with Doctors in Recital.
They're coming in together. Krista wants to use some of her time to promote that great event.
Got it.
We'll ask them. Does the proceeds from the Doctors in Recital go to the Ecumenical Partnership?
You'll have to ask that, yeah.
It's a good question.
That would be
now that's something you could write down. Why don't you write that down?
Well, I don't have to write it down. I thought about that when I read it last night when you sent it to us. Yeah.
Kristen Ambos, Point Mortgage Corporation, coming by. Talk about what's going on along at 7. It's locked in at 7 now, it seems like, huh?
Yeah.
Today has been one of those days as well. Well, let's see what happens inauguration day, and it's 7.
You know, I tell you, this inauguration day, I just wanted to the agenda is the agenda, right? I mean, it's all pretty much the same. You go to Mass and then you...
How did you get invited?
I didn't go. That was the U.S. Conference of Mayors. They gave us tickets.
Ah.
And we had our winter conference out there. So they have this traditional day, right? And then he goes and signs these executive orders, which he's going to sign like 100 of them. But between Mass and the swearing in is tea with the... it's not the tea. It's with the Bidens.
Oh. Oh, today. I thought you meant just in general.
No. Today at, I don't know, 10 o'clock, whatever, the swearing in's at noon. They have tea with the outgoing and the incoming. I think that might be a little quiet in that room. I just wonder, I can see those two guys, but then you bring in their wives, I'm not sure there's a lot of love there. So, I don't know. I just thought that was, wow. I thought maybe somebody would cancel that or say, you know what? It's a busy day. It's kind of cold out there, and I got a ton of stuff I got to do today. Let's just skip the tea.
Is there in the history, you're more of a political historian than I. Has there ever been, our policy about talking politics, I don't care about that, but all I'm saying is, has there ever been an incoming and outgoing who just personally disliked each other more than these two?
Well, remember Carter Reagan.
Oh, that's true.
And Carter's talking to him, and Reagan's like looking at his nails and stuff.
He really?
Wasn't like paying attention. And Carter's like, he kind of loved some trade secrets.
Right.
I just remember him saying he thought Reagan's kind of looking around, and yeah, he didn't like that. And that maybe Reagan's like that. Yeah, I don't want to say it was disrespect.
It was like, hey, want to hear a good Gorbachev joke?
Hey, did you know he's sleeping with...
So, Gorbachev, a nun, and a rabbi are in a plane.
It's a true story.
True story. Swear to God. I got this guy that knows.
But, yeah, and then there's... there's the lunch. Is there a lunch after? And then they do something weird. I was surprised when I kind of know a little bit about politics. J.D. Vance is only 40. For some reason, I thought he was a little bit older. Like
Todd looks a bit like J.D. Vance.
Yeah. You said that before, and I hate you for that.
Do you see it, though?
I hate you for that.
I know, I don't like it, but do you see it?
No, I don't.
Okay,
I don't wear eyeliner, so that's number one.
Gee, I was watching something the other night, and I thought, I remember what people would say. I look like Wayne Fonts, okay, former coach of the Lions.
I don't see that.
Not at all.
No way.
All right. Another one I got was John Lovitz. I've gotten that.
No, I don't see that either.
Thank you. Thank you.
I get this Brad Pitt and all that. Yeah,
get the laugh.
Got Todd laughing. Anyway, yeah, it's
Wayne Fonts.
Yeah, I used to get that. Yeah. Old Lions coach.
This is an awesome day. I'm excited. I'm excited for just the process, for the tradition, the not like 4 years ago. I just think it's going to go very, very smooth. And,
well, it is what that, it is. I mean, it's
that
it's,
moving that inside. Eh, I don't think I'd have done that. But they said,
did you ever get to see like behind the tours in the White House?
Oh yeah, a friend of mine was worked. Oh yeah, I sat in the Oval Office. Oh, yeah,
no lie. See, that's pretty cool.
It was in the evening, and there's nobody there. Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, I've been to the White House a bunch of times.
You know, I thought there might be a shot where the president was going to be my father-in-law at one time.
Wait a minute. The president was going to be your father-in-law. I'm trying to think who you would have dated. Because Pence's kids, well, they're too young for you. I don't know. Who is it?
Susan Ford.
Oh, yeah.
She was exactly my age.
Yeah, yeah.
Had been going to high school in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Exactly my class. You really cute. I thought
class in terms of date.
Exactly. Graduated the same day from high school,
okay,
basically.
I thought he was talking about like social class. I'm like, oh, dude, be careful.
Ah,
okay.
No, we're at my level. I also thought Susan Ford. I had a shot with Susan Ford.
Yeah. That's not impossible.
You know what else I kind of had the hots for in a weird way?
Oh, don't tell me that. No, not Clinton's daughter. No.
Patty Hearst. Remember Patty Hearst?
Oh, everybody. You just like during that black outfit.
That picture of her with the machine gun? Yeah. Tatia. Yeah.
What?
Want to go to the show? Oh. Quick break. Brittany Merlot joining us.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. A 19-year-old Menasha man was arrested for setting a fire to the office space of U.S. Representative Glenn Grothman in a Fond du Lac strip mall early Sunday morning. Police arrested the man soon after the fire was extinguished. He admitted to starting the blaze in protest of the TikTok ban that went into effect over the weekend. Grothman was one of the 360 House members who voted for the TikTok ban last year. Monday, January 20th is a big day. It will see the inauguration of Donald Trump as he begins his second term as president following a four-year hiatus. It is also Martin Luther King Jr. Day. A majority of governmental offices will be closed for the two federal holidays, as will banks and the post office. Outagamie County Clerk of Circuit Court's office will be closed for training until 11 a.m. Monday. The Wisconsin Supreme Court heard arguments last week over whether a legislative committee's rejection of an agency rule that would ban the practice of conversion therapy for LGBTQ+ people was unconstitutional. The challenge comes amid the national battle over LGBTQ+ rights. It is also a part of a broader effort by the Democratic governor who has vetoed Republican bills targeting transgender high school athletes. Governor Evers argues the legislature is unconstitutionally blocking the rules. The court, controlled 4-3 by liberal justices, will issue a ruling in the coming months. If you've ever wanted to work with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, now may be the time to apply. The DNR is holding career fairs throughout the state this month and next. There will be one in Oshkosh on January 24th from 4 till 7 p.m. See our story at WGBW.fm for links and information. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor, on a cold, frigid, beyond Monday morning. You know, you guys can laugh. When I said, you really notice winter when the Packer season ends. What's it been like ever since the Packer season ended? Todd?
Cold.
Exactly.
Awful.
Got a text here from Paul. Just finished watching American Primeval. It was awesome. A must watch. It's incredible. Brittany, have you seen that one?
I have not.
Oh, no. Man, it's unbelievable.
Me either, Brittany.
Brittany, no. By the way, just in case you're going to ask, Brittany, this is actually a vest I'm wearing. It's not my hair coming all the way down.
Don't you wish you had long hair?
Somebody texts like, mine, I can't believe what you ask people sometimes. Remember, I go, Brittany, I didn't have my glasses. Is that your hair or is that a vest you're wearing?
Remember, I'm y'all self-conscious now. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now I cut my hair the other day.
I get pulled back in a bun.
Wear a brighter vest.
Exactly. A beehive.
Right.
Exactly.
Yes.
Brittany, how cold is this, like, normal? Is this? And here's the deal. I had one of those things. Let me tell you something. My brothers were always big, and they wanted me to be big into, like, science and things like that. So they'd always buy me science projects, which I loved. Remember the science kits?
Yes.
Loved those, all that stuff. And they bought me a thing one time where it showed how the Earth moved and the other things around it. And the one thing I remember from that, you know what it was? You know what I remember? This time of year, we're not further away from the sun. We're not. But it just tilts in a certain way that we don't get the stuff. Isn't that correct? That's the one thing I remember about astronomy. Thank you.
Yay.
Thank you.
That is right.
Yes. How dangerous? Right now it says feels like 23. We heard their weather report. Were you doing the weather report?
Minus.
That said minus 35 potential?
Yeah.
How dangerous is this weather?
Oh, it's pretty dangerous. I mean, this is the stuff where you're definitely going to get frostbite within minutes. I mean, our overnight temperatures in early morning, we can get frostbite within about 10, 15 minutes in these conditions when it hits 35 below, feeling like. Actual temperatures falling to 13 below tonight. So the coldest temperature we're definitely going to be feeling. Tomorrow's highs are still staying stuck sub-zero. I think we'll climb to about 1 degree today. So we are in this cold snap through at least Wednesday afternoon before we crawl out of this. But hypothermia, a concern. I mean, your pets, if you're cold, they're cold. That's the case. You also want to check on vulnerable people too, your neighbors, friends, family, stuff like that. Make sure their heat's working because in these conditions, things can go south very, very fast.
You know, and I I'm a big dog lover, but you're right about the pets. I mean, you know, New Ghana, somebody said if your dog's going to sleep outside, make sure you sleep with them.
Well, okay, you say my dog slept outside.
Yeah.
But we had a contained thing where they had the little door to go through, and we even had
there's no heat in there. It was just breaking the wind.
We would load it down with straw. And those dogs would be toasty warm in there.
Yeah, I guess.
They'd make little
heat.
Nests.
Yeah, yeah.
Because when you take the roof off to clean them, they'd make little nests in that straw.
Okay.
And as long as they weren't get the wind in them, we'd have a piece of tarp over it.
Right.
Brittany,
dogs
in a container, something like that, very warm, correct?
Dogs in the house.
Yeah, they have to be in an enclosed shelter. The hay is a necessity if you're not going to have the heat in there, stuff like that. But most people,
my dogs were so happy. I had the happiest dogs in America.
Yeah.
Oh. We fed them so well.
Why were they outside?
Gravy train and table scraps, they loved it.
Yeah, but you have to get that salt that's good for their feet because that salt will, you know, right?
They never walked on the sidewalks.
Well, they're on a chain, that's why.
Well, of course. Wow. Well, you want to let okay, if you ever have beagles, they're uncontrollable. Unless they're trained good. They're uncontrollable.
Okay. Well, I'll talk about the weather, but you could put in those collars, put that wire around your lot, and then they'll learn to stay in the yard.
But then they would do their duty in the yard, and I'm not picking it up.
Okay. All right. Brittany, this Wednesday, we can get out of this? What's going to happen Wednesday?
Wednesday, it's still going to be breezy. That's the worst part of this all, is the fact that we've gotten this cold before, but the fact that the winds are still moving at about 20 miles per hour throughout the entire time frame. So it's still going to be breezy into Wednesday, but they'll shift out of the south, warming us up to about 20 degrees. We'll see clouds rolling in. Clouds act as blankets. They're the covers, so they hold in the warmth that we do get throughout the day. And then we're actually looking at a little bit of light snow possibly on Wednesday, maybe an inch or two, as a system passes by. But afterwards, we are stuck with highs in the 20s. Well, the weekend, we are looking to flirt with 30 degrees. So much warmer as we get out of this cold snap.
Wait, one thing, though, Brittany, I've got is, I'm looking outside, and we don't have any snow.
None.
I mean, we see grass here. No. How is it? I mean, you got Rib Mountain up there, and you got all the different ones, you know, northern Wisconsin into the UP and everything like that. Is this good snowmaking weather, at least?
It is. Temperatures need to be at least 15 degrees or colder. So this is definitely good snowmaking weather. But the fact that it's so windy, I know that Granite Peak stopped. They didn't do it because they didn't want it to flow on the highway.
Do they have a base to build on? Don't you need a base of natural snow? Or can you?
No.
Really, you can just make?
No, not at all.
The base can be artificial snow?
It sure can. They started making it, gosh, I think in November.
Oh, I always thought.
And it opened up early December. So they've been going this whole time.
Well, yeah. You know, it's funny because this snow, like, I don't know if you watch football, but it was snowing in Philadelphia, it was snowing in Buffalo. And it's like, you know, here,
I know.
Green as can be.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. It's just every place, every game I watched this weekend had worse weather than we had. Well, not this cold. It wasn't this cold.
Well, no,
but I mean, as far as like the condition, I mean, it was basically sleet
at
both of those games. That looked pretty miserable. But I would take that over trying to play in this kind of weather.
Oh, yeah. It's cold.
Absolutely.
It's cold. I mean, did you see where I saw a thing in the pregame? Josh Allen last year in that one game, he had two fingers that were frostbitten for playing in that game.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I'm surprised they don't shut it down, Brittany. I really am. I mean, there was that thing where people had amputations from the Kansas City Chiefs game last year.
No, those are fans.
I know, but I'm just saying, and I know it's America. Nobody's forcing you to go. I totally understand that. But for the players, and even another thing that I was watching about was the officials. How tough it is on them. You know what they wear? They actually wear wetsuits under their uniforms.
That makes sense.
And that's a good idea.
Yeah.
That's a really good idea.
You know, the more we talked last week a little bit about, and Brittany, I don't know if you follow football, but those officials are old. Those kids are going to have to be their grandkids.
What did I tell you?
Wow. Yeah, and then that guy with the voice, it's like, come on. Yeah. He's like, okay, how much attention do you really need?
I know. It was not a good weekend for NFL officials.
No.
But it was not. Even Tony Romo last night at one point said, oh, my God, that was a terrible call. Another where the guy Joe Buck did not get his face mask grabbed.
I know.
And they threw, it's like, how do you throw a flag if you don't physically see it? It was not good weekend for the NFL officials.
As much as we talk about all these changes that have to happen with
and then the Mahomes thing.
Right, but we talk about all these changes that happen with the kickoff and all these.
Yeah.
Someone's got to circle the wagons on the officiating. And you made a good really point. These players that have really, they grew up since six years old playing the game, and they're in much better shape. And why aren't we, is there a school? Are we grooming these people to, because those guys are old.
I know. I'm telling you.
They're those kids playing that are 23, 24 could be their grandkids.
Not even a question. Easy.
Wow.
Question for Brittany. If we had snow cover, would the temperature be colder? Sparky. Oh, interesting question, Sparky.
Yes, it would. Actually, the temperatures would drop colder because the snow reflects, you know, the warmth back.
Okay.
So kind of like the clouds traps it, the snow reflects it back. So technically, we would get some colder overnight lows if there was more snow cover out there.
Okay. I don't know who to talk to. Maybe we need to talk to one of your guys at the city. About is there a danger of pipes, like municipal pipes, freezing when you have this kind of weather and you don't have snow cover? Brittany?
Yes, 100%. Again, that snow acts as insulation now for anything underground. So it actually keeps the pipes warmer and the snow is good for that. So when we don't have it, our pipes are more vulnerable. So you want to definitely keep your inside of your house at least at 60 to 65 degrees. I know maybe we want to save on energy costs right now, but not today, not tomorrow.
Right.
You definitely want to keep it nice and warm in there. Also, that faucet drip or some pipe insulation or pipe foam is what the experts recommend.
But these municipalities, I mean, we had that huge pipe break on Main and Mason.
Mm-hmm.
And remember that? That was,
yeah.
Wow, that was a mess. And that obviously comes out and turns to ice. So it's just,
those guys earned their money that day.
Yeah,
oh, man.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, another thing, though, Britton, too, in this segment, and you mentioned that about the little bit of the drip with the pipes. I remember one time when I was in real estate and was going to show this house. There'd been a flip, so nobody was living in there and everything. And it was like this time of year and like this kind of weather. And I walked and I thought, boy, it's chilly in here. I'm sure he's trying to save a few bucks, you know, keeping it low. And then I looked and it was like, you know, really low. And then I walked in the kitchen. It's like, oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
And I walked into the bathroom and the toilet bowls were completely solid, just ice. The pipes had burst, but they weren't going to like burst with water until you turn the heat on type thing. But just looking at them, it's like you took a razor blade and just sliced these copper pipes.
Yeah.
That force of water, when it freezes like this in these kind of situations, can literally destroy an entire house.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
And, Brittany, they're closing schools for 2 days up by you, right?
Yes. Some of our wind chills are hitting about 40 below. I think Antigo's at that right now.
Antigo, Wittenberg. Wow. Yeah.
Yep. So, and actual temperatures hitting about 20 below. So either schools are closing or delayed start, stuff like that, because that's just for the little ones.
Can't let the little kids go out in this kind of weather. You just can't.
You are so miss outdoors. Do you do anything, or is it like too cold to do anything? Like, I know you cross country ski, you snowshoe, you do whatever, snowmobile. Is there anything you're going to do, or you're just going to take it off?
I would hunker down.
You know, I actually hunkered down this weekend. I did some cold weather experiments. This is the time to do it. But other than that, if I'm going to do anything, it would be cross-country skiing, only because it's such a, you know, a cardio workout that you're kind of working up the body heat a little bit more. So you're staying warmer out there, but you got to cover everything. And it's a process. And we don't have snow anyways. So
all right, we got to circle back. We were looking at each other. What experiments did you do? What'd you do?
Well, the current one that I have right now is I have filled balloons with water, and I'm making these ice balls, and I'm going to try to build a little ice snowman, hopefully this afternoon. Otherwise, you know, you take the boiling hot water, and you run outside. It has to at least be below zero. I mean, whip that up. Don't hurt yourself, because it's boiling water. And if it falls on you, you're going to get burned.
But that will
change. It should evaporate rapidly, and it's beautiful.
It is. Those are cool pictures that people take.
Only Brittany will find something good to do and some fun way to make it 30 below zero. Yeah. Have some fun with it. Only Brittany Merlot is the only person I know that will do something like that.
You'd be like the favorite aunt, you know, go over to your house and you're going to do something instead of just sit around and watch TV.
By the way, I've been collecting a lot of laundry lint, dryer lint. Okay.
Thank you.
And I bought some I bought some candles from the Dollar Tree, and I got some sawdust collected. We're going to make some fire pods. Okay. So when we go winter camping, we'll have those.
We're good. Yes.
You're deal.
Thank you.
Brittany Merlot, you're the best. The weather week ahead. Civic Media. Appreciate it, Brittany. Stay warm.
See ya. Thanks, guys.
Bye, Brittany.
Man of the Man on Unbelievably Cold Monday Morning. Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
That flash at the sound of lies, and Wendy has.
That's a good song. That was I mentioned this one time.
Above the ground,
a clouds, I believe.
Yeah, a clouds, ground,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
Who's reaching out to capture a rainbow?
I don't think it's that either.
I think it is
capture a moment
or whatever.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
got to capture something.
I think we do.
Yeah.
You were saying that you told the story about the song once? What?
Yeah, I went to a Halloween party, and you dress up, and that was a while ago, but a lady who
I've never done that.
Halloween?
Yeah. I've never dressed up for Halloween parties.
If you dress like with someone to go, it's more fun when you are like matching your partner. But anyway, and they played this song because you had to go out on the floor and dance alone to the song that you may be represented. Anyway, she came as trash, and her hair.
Who did?
She came as like wind. She
came as,
and her hair was starched straight out.
I like that. Okay.
She had like plastic bags on there. Her dress was starched out, so she was windy.
Wow.
She came as wind. I mean, that's super creative.
That's very creative.
Anyway, they played that song when she went out on the floor.
Okay. What were you?
I'm trying to think. I don't know. I knew you were going to ask me that. I can't think of what I was. You know, I've been Scarecrow a lot. I got a great Scarecrow costume.
Because you're tall and lean?
Yeah,
long,
of course.
Lanky.
That's it.
Me too. Uh-huh. I would be the Tin Man.
You know,
I'd be a can of sardines.
Yeah.
A can of tuna.
That is, speaking of Tin Man and Scarecrow, that they're kind of picking on the lions because they had the lion from the
helmet? Yeah. Folks, give us your opinion. What did you think of the performance this week? Let us know.
So,
what you think of the way things went with all the football games?
I
feel terrible for that Adams, the tight end. I'm going to be honest with you. Even though I was pulling for Buffalo, I love Josh Allen. I didn't think they played very well, Buffalo. I'll be honest with you. And Lamar Jackson, that drive he put together down the stretch was sensational. and he had the tying two-point conversion right in the kid's hands, and he dropped it, and he will never forget that for the rest of his life.
No, and he did drop it. Like, why didn't he catch it?
I don't think he tried to drop it. He was kind of stumbling a little bit. He was kind of stumbling backwards a little bit.
Tony Romo said, you catch that. Then he said 99 out of 100 times. He goes, no, I'll take that back. 999 out of 1,000.
It's true. He's one of the most, he's got one of the best hands. He had four drops for the entire season, and two of them were this weekend. One of the most sure-handed people in the National Football League. The National Football League. The National Football League.
What, tell me about the Kansas City.
And he dropped it.
Tell me about the Chiefs game.
What about it?
When he took the safety. And Troy Aikman and those guys were laughing.
Yeah.
And they said, Al Michaels is going to love this because they didn't
point spread wise.
I thought they were supposed to talk point spread.
No, now you can. I mean, come on. All game they're talking about, you know, make some more bets, make some more bets, make some more.
Oh,
Troy Aikman is big on that. That's why, you know, some people with Saquon Barkley last week going down for that touchdown.
Yeah.
And when the most money spent was on him scoring a touchdown.
Yeah.
And here he's breaking away.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. You got to watch this segment, Jim, because you and I made a few wagers this year. And by the way, I think they still owe me money. I think I'm still up like $20 and they haven't been there. How long will they hold that?
6 months, I think.
Oh, okay. I'm good.
My ticket, you know, I told you I was all excited 2 months ago because I had bet. I forget what I bet on the Packers to go to the NFC Championship game, and that would have paid. That was a good bet I made. That was Love.
Did you win?
That was when Love
did
was
you
hurt.
Win it?
The odds were
did
really
you win?
Wrong.
Did you win? Then it wasn't
close.
A good bet you made. You've got to watch this segment on ESPN called "Bad Beats," meaning that was a tough loss that the gamblers took. Which all these college basketball games and stuff. It's like where the gambler got this one won. Oh, I had a 7-point spread. It got it covered. And some kid comes in off the bench and throws it up at the last second, hits a three to break the spread. They did a whole segment on the most bizarre things.
Was it the underlying message? No, was the underlying message that it's a corrupt game, or was it just
the underlying message is, it can hurt. If you're going to be a bet on sports, you got to be able to handle it.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, it is gut-wrenching, some of those losses you'll experience. Matter who you are, no matter what. Well, I was actually going to bet on the Eagles covering 6.5, I think it was. And I think the final was 6 points. Because that safety, you know, I mean, it's so close. There is nobody better at their jobs, in my opinion. There is nobody that's more an expert at what they do than the people that set the lines in Las Vegas for NFL football games.
Well, they change it a little bit depending on the bets, but yeah, you're right. They start with something.
Like it's this weekend, incredible.
They've got Kansas City at 4.5.
Are they already? Is that what it is over Buffalo?
No, 1.5 over Buffalo.
Okay, I was gonna say that seemed pretty high.
No, it's the Eagles over that's 4.5.
Okay,
the Eagles over Washington.
Okay, I can see that.
Yeah, that's what it was. 1.5 there and 4.5. But you know that may change if
depends on how many.
But think of the people. Think of the money people won or lost on Washington. Didn't four of their games, the last play or the last it?
I think, yeah, during the course of the season. Yeah. Boy, that kid, though, that Jaden Daniels.
He ate something else.
Holy, wow.
He's going to be fun to watch.
Was he impressive?
Yeah.
Wow. Got a text here. My buddy was very upset about that safety by Mahomes.
Right.
Meaning, Andrew's the tight end, as we mentioned, for the Baltimore Ravens. Yeah. You know who seems like one of the classiest guys in all of sports? Lamar Jackson. Just everything that goes wrong, he goes up to his guy, says, it was my fault. I could have placed the ball better, could have whatever. They say after the game, he went and the kid that dropped the pass, went right up to him in the locker room and gave him like the longest hug.
Yeah.
And just, you know what I mean? Lamar Jackson seems like one of the qualiest human beings in professional football. Maybe in sports. I'm a big fan of his. I really am. All right, we got to start a quick break. We come back. Crystal McLean, ecumenical.
There you go.
Yeah! Partnership for Housing and Kim Shevchuk. Doctors in Recital. Kristen Ambos. Sam Floyd, Operation Coffee, United States Marine. That's our veteran salute coming your way. Todd McLean, Sturgeon Spirits. General Manager Todd's Lasagna Cook-Off. We got a lot of bleep to talk about, I'm telling you. Back after this.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community.
Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.